When I found you, I saw raw, untamed power. And beyond that, something truly special.
Has always been there. But now it's awake. And I need help.
I've seen this raw strength only once before. It didn't scare me enough then. It does now.
Die.
Kill it. If you have to. That's the only way to become what you were meant to be.
Hey everybody, and welcome to Was It Worth It, where I take Toffer on a journey through cinema history. Only this time, he's already seen the movie. What movie, you ask? Well, it's only the most controversial movie of 2017. I'm talking about a movie that divides fans, families, and friends. But I'm not talking about Alien Covenant. That's the other most controversial movie of 2017, and we will get to that when Toffer sees it. No, darlings, I'm talking about Star Wars: The Last Jedi. Me, Sean, and Toffer went to a galaxy far, far away and went to war, a Star War, if you will, about this controversial and, some say, overrated movie. Will we still be friends at the end of this? Will there ever be any more shows after this one? Who knows? But you can find out by listening to this. Why am I whispering? It's very intimate, isn't it? I'm also wearing no underwear. Goodbye.
Oh my god.
Yeah, don't start anything on The Last Jedi.
I'm done you with love Star
Wars.
Jedi,
though, don't you?
I like The Last Jedi. Oh. I liked it. I like it big time.
Big time.
And I didn't have a problem big with time. Luke dying or him throwing the lightsaber away or turning his back on the Force. It just, as a film, it just wasn't good storytelling. It was that thing where, like, why is Laura Dern in it? And why the purple hair? Why not get rid of her and give Carrie Fisher, Princess Leia, the savior of the rebellion by just light speeding through?
Do you know why they wanted to keep her alive for the third film? They didn't realise she was going to die of a heart attack.
Do you know why that whole segment?
But they had a whole year to correct that and just let Leia do the.
It was to give.
Doubles.
It was to give Poe something to do. Poe had nothing to do.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Poe
and
Finn had nothing to do, so they created storylines for them to do, and both their storylines, like Laura Dern
and Poe Dameron, got everyone killed in the rebellion at the start.
If you think about the first
Finn's vegan planet, fucking saving the children.
The first film was their way of kind of saying, here are the old characters, and here's some new characters with the old characters.
But then they just wipe their ass with the old characters, just don't put them in.
This is the passing of the torch to the new characters. So the idea is, in the next film, we're not thinking about the old characters, we're thinking about the new characters and their direction.
But now they've ruined the new character story by killing Snoke.
I mean, yes. Well, again,
John Boyega's story, going to that weird space casino and then freeing those horses.
I do kind of think that it's a bit of a letdown that they build Snoke up into this big, massive, huge bad guy, and then he's just dead. But, I don't know, they're not strictly Sith. Because the Sith are dead, and these are new things. But that is the right of succession, and you've never seen that in any Star Wars film. You've never seen the apprentice kill the master to become the master. And that's what we've seen. We've seen it on the second one. We've seen Kylo Ren become the apprentice to, look at me. Yeah. I am the Emperor now. Yeah? And he's in charge now. Now, we might find out more about Snoke in the next film, which will answer all those questions.
Why?
Because if you look at the original trilogy, I've said this loads of times, but look at Attack of the Clones. Fuck. Look at The Empire Strikes Back. When that came out, that was massively, massively. People were upset. People were so angry. Oh, sorry, that's my clone. Sorry. People were so angry that Darth Vader had been outed as Luke's son. I've read reviews where people are kicking off saying it's ruined the story. Luke was going to avenge his father.
He kind of did because Jedi was shit.
Oh my god, this is shit. And people are saying the exact same things that they're saying about The Last Jedi.
I don't know.
And I think with the next film, whatever it's going to be called, their Return of the Jedi, whatever it'll be.
You said this.
I think it'll open up.
But like,
It'll be looked back on as brilliant.
I don't think it will.
And I think Luke's...
I think people are getting prequelitis when Luke's, we saw...
Yeah, it is a bit prequel. But again, are you going to... It's the same with anything. They're trying to...
No, when you walked out of, like, the first... Phantom Menace, you're like, yeah, it is good. But in your heart, you were like, doesn't feel like Star Wars.
No, I was like eight.
Well, that's what
I think
we
there's
like
a lot of people going, this guy's he's taking a new direction, but he hasn't. All the things JJ set up with... Like, apparently, Lawrence Kasdan is fucking pissed. He wrote Empire Strikes Back and he wrote The Force Awakens and the new Solo movie.
Yeah.
He's like one of the top people in command of Star Wars. Apparently he's fucking livid. He's done this with the story. And like, where do you take the story from here?
Well, I don't understand how it gets to that point. You'd think, especially with Disney and the make, we're going to make three new Star Wars films. You think the story would be there?
Because they fired Colin Trevorrow off the ninth film. I think they've only done that not because he was the wrong director. Because they've gone, what the fuck do we do now?
We need JJ.
Get everyone to get JJ back. How the fuck do we unfuck this now? Because he's killed everything we set up.
Personally, for me, I think, like you said about Luke, a lot of people are upset about Luke's arc, but I think that's really nice. I think at the end, I mean, it's smashing you in the face with how unsubtle it is with the two sons. And everything.
I think he could have been there in person, though, because he gave her the... By the way, what the fuck are the Millennium Falcon dice? I never knew they existed until that film. And he went, oh, the dice.
Yeah, but if you go back and watch the original trilogy, they are there.
Are they actually?
Yeah, they're actually
But they didn't make a point of showing that, so why make it a plot?
It's a really, really subtle... fans would get. They're in the. You can see them in A New Hope. They're hanging up there in A New Hope.
Okay,
there'll be something in the Han Solo film about it.
Yeah,
I don't think that
they'll find them
at this point. I really don't care anymore. Like, I don't care what happens next in the new film.
The reason that I think Luke didn't have to, why he wasn't there, because Luke Skywalker. You think when you think about the someone showed me something I thought with the first one, which was the Force Awakens, which really was the all the stormtroopers now had melee weapons. Which were designed to stop lightsabers.
Yeah.
Now, why would you get all the Jedi gone? Why would you do that for Luke Skywalker? Every single one of those stormtroopers is equipped to fight Luke Skywalker.
My only issue with that is also it ruins the lightsaber mythology in a sense that, like, it was made to be this ancient weapon that no one really got.
Nothing can
fuck with it, and you have to be such a badass to actually wield one of these things.
Yeah.
No, you make a mistake and you cut your legs
off. The games and the way with the comics and everything, there are weapons that can stop a lightsaber. But they don't have the same cutting effect as a lightsaber. So the staffs and that, they can stop lightsabers through energy beams.
So now in the Shadows of the Empire, I think Prince Zizor had one that in the expanded universe, if they had one. I just thought it like depowered the lightsaber in a sense.
Mm.
It's like this weird mystical weapon. They're rare. No one knows.
Unblockable to. We can stop it.
You have to be a Jedi genius as part of your training. You actually build one. They're like this rare weapon. Yeah. Now all the Jedi's got, no one knows what the fuck this thing is. It can literally cut through anything.
I think the reason that it's such a good Jedi weapon, sorry, Toph, is that if you didn't have the Force and the ability to know where it was going, you would cut your own legs off within 5 seconds of turning it on. Yeah, oh, look. Oh, no.
Is that Luke? He looks straight down the barrel.
But don't get me wrong. I thought the Force Awakens was like confusing. Like when that weird battle he had with that stormtrooper, like you said, with like the riot weapon. Yeah. It's like,
well, that is there to fight Luke Skywalker. And bring back to my earlier point was that the way I think about it in my head is all these things are being put in to fight Luke because they're scared of Luke. They know the only thing that can bring them down is Luke Skywalker. Why is he so powerful? Because you've seen him sit and project his entire fucking body light years.
Do you not
away
think
to
no
another planet that he's never even been on? Has he ever been to that planet before?
Do you not think, they didn't use the old character as well? They got Han Solo in it, killed him off really quickly.
Yeah.
And
Luke's miserable and had no real kind
of... And then they just... It's almost like they wiped their ass with you. It's almost like a sort of fuck you to George Lucas. Do you think when he was signing off to Disney, he was like, fucking good.
I do kind of understand...
He wanted to be involved, didn't he? And they went, yeah, send us your ideas, mate. And in front of him, they probably went, nope.
They literally Skyped it, just wiping their ass. They mailed it back with a shit in it.
Yeah. Just put it on the fridge, a little magnet in front of it. Oh, look what he's wrote. Again, with Luke Skywalker, being a Skywalker, this is turning into a Last Jedi chat, but being a Skywalker, the Skywalkers are famous for their emotions.
And one of us is dead with a mic cord wrapped around the neck.
Yeah, I know my money's on. I'm joking now. Emotionally, the Skywalkers are very vulnerable, aren't they? So look at Anakin, what got him? What fucking ruined the entire universe? Then was his emotion, his love. Luke isn't perfect. You think that Luke had a day's training from Obi-Wan, a week in a swamp with Yoda, and now he's supposed to be the only Jedi ever in existence. So him in himself, he's a flawed Jedi. So the fact that he would turn his lightsaber on in a moment of weakness. A lot of people are saying that he wouldn't kill his dad because he sensed some good in him. There's still some good in him. So I'm not going to kill my dad. No, throw my lightsaber away. I am a Jedi like my father before me. I'm not going to fight. I'm not going to kill him. and then all of a sudden, yeah, I'm going to kill my nephew in his sleep. I do understand that kind of weird switch, but I also understand that in a moment of weakness, he fucked up and he turned someone that it probably, realistically, had already turned and was just waiting for his moment to kill Luke and take the temple. I am upset about is the Knights of Ren, if I'm honest. That he said, and they've said this twice now in both films,
like a fragment Kylo group Ren of took, like almost yeah. like an ISIS version yeah, yeah. of Dark
they,
Jedi's.
They took a group of Jedi. He took a group of followers from the temple
and they turned.
Now, where are the rest of these people? Where are the rest of these badasses with lightsabers? Because you could use them.
Yeah. Did you not think all those kids in that kind of like, obviously filmed in Ibiza, who had like, oh, I'm reaching for my broom. All that was
yeah.
stupid.
Yeah, it was shit.
That
entire planet
like
was
anyone
pointless.
Can have the Force. It's almost like that version of midichlorians.
Yeah.
What was someone explaining it to me as, which I thought was, I think it's really quite clever, is that it's about balance. So you imagine the Force is like two buckets. So you've got the light and the dark. Yeah, it was one bucket. But you take from the light and take from the dark. And each time you take something out, you take something from the centre. So at the height of their power, the Jedi's had thousands of Jedi's. So there's a lot of people.
Jedi,
Sean. Jedi.
And it threw it all out of whack.
But then there's only ever two Sith because Darth Bane introduced the rule of ascension.
Try and kill each other.
Two people. So there's only two people drawing from the dark side of the Force and 3,000 people drawing from the light side of the Force. So these two people, if it's about balance, they're going to be powerful because there's only two of them. So they're sharing all this power between them, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
But now little kids have it who mop
now,
floors.
Yeah. So Darth Vader's gone. What's thinking of? Darth Vader's dead. Yeah, he's dead. The Emperor's Snoke. Dead. So Luke Skywalker was theoretically the only Force user
oh, yeah,
in the entire universe. Saying, yeah. So he's the balance.
He's getting the full
Mary
bandwidth
Poppins.
Of the internet.
And Mary Poppins, yeah. He's the balance.
Mary Poppins,
then
Carrie Fisher. Fucking...
Then he decides to open up a Jedi temple and starts teaching people the light way of the Force. So the monitor has gone from the middle, neutral, back to light. Because it's gone to light, what's going to rise the opposite side? Dark, which is where Snoke comes from. So I think Snoke just became, for you know, is someone that's obviously aware of the Force and collected dark items. And this is all from the books and stuff, that he's a avid collector of dark artifacts.
And his yeah. gold lame nightgown.
Yeah, and his gold, like, which is awesome. I wish I had one.
Then he have a weird made. Ring that fell off when
did,
he died.
Yeah. And yeah. I think all this will be explained in the next film. I think there'll be more.
It'll have to be.
I
bet they're ripping their hair out trying to undo this now.
But even if they don't, part of me thinks it's quite cool that we've had this big bad guy come up and says, nah, Kylo Ren's the real... Because Snoke has been built up to be the baddie and Kylo yeah. Ren's going to turn back.
I understand why they're trying to. I just think it was poorly executed.
It was. The fact that so many people are unhappy about it shows it's not been done very well.
Yeah.
It should be like...
By default.
I think this is why The Force Awakens was a bit better, and also Star Wars. It should be like a rip-roaring space adventure where you go from one, getting one scrape to the next.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It was almost...
It was flat. It was flat.
I don't know how he got it. I don't know how he got it through the committee of Lucasfilm. They signed up on all that stuff.
I mean, I don't know.
And yet they fire those Han Solo guys, and then you get rid of current... They were like so stringent on the other directors for the spin-off films, which don't really matter.
Yeah.
And they seem to be better than the actual, this is the canon, the trilogy, Skywalker trilogy. Like, I don't think you should have put Luke or Han in it. Just do a completely separate trilogy.
What did someone put on Twitter the other day, and someone from Disney hit him back. I thought that was ice. They put on something about Star Wars being a Skywalker story. When are we going to see more stories about the Skywalker family? And he just put back, episodes 1 to 6 are available. it's all good DVD purchases. Because it is, because Luke's, I think the Skywalker
story is played out.
Now, isn't it? The Skywalker part is gone. And Star Wars is more than ninjas with light swords. It's about rebellion and how...
But I think that's the problem with Star Wars. It's creatively bankrupt in a sense that, like, the First Order is just a repeat of the Empire. Therefore,
exactly,
negating...
Yeah, that was...
Yeah.
Like, the end of that fairy story is they kill the big evil man and his empire crumbles. Even though it wouldn't in real life, of course. You would have fraction groups.
Yeah.
But in that fairy tale world... Good defeats evil. That's the end of the story.
It does
then you're trying to start
the
story
yeah,
up again. Definitely. It feels forced. It's like a carbon copy. How do you make Star Wars films without having like a big bad guy dressed in black yeah. and stormtroopers and lightsabers? How do you do that?
I don't understand why they couldn't have done it with the Galactic Republic is now back. The whole universe is back within the Senate. Mon Mothma's the leader, and there's a rebellion cell, terrorist cell, which is. The First Order.
Can we bring back the racist Japanese weird monsters?
I'd like a Star Wars film without.
Why does I talk like this?
Yes. You thought they smelled bad on the outside.
There's a Jedi on board.
I liked Rogue One to a point. You know, it had a middle bit that sagged, but it didn't have any lightsabers, and I'd like to see Star Wars films that have kind of different characters.
Star Wars things.
Would you, yeah. Speaking of Star Wars things, would you watch a Vader film?
Yes.
No.
Purely Vader. So
no, because I don't think they could do it.
It's post him getting into the... Because his first job, when he was put into the
hunting
machine,
down all the remaining Jedi's. That would be good.
Make his own lightsaber. And apparently, and this is something I've learned recently, because I've been reading the new comics, which are canon.
They're actually canon.
I think what they got right in that thing where he's coming down that corridor, like Jason Voorhees, just hacking people's
shit.
Yeah,
well, that's what.
That's how he should have been really in the old Star Wars films as well.
I can't think which Vader comic it is. But basically, he ends up on a planet, which is occupied by the rebels. There's a whole rebel base there, and he lands, and they're all like, "This is it. This is our moment to capture Darth Vader. This is it." So they literally send out these squadrons to chase him down. And he just stands there in this, like, rocky desert bit.
Fucks them all up.
And they all go, Darth Vader, yeah, Vader, put down your weapon, you're surrounded.
Snatches all the guns
off. And he goes,
all
I'm surrounded by is fear, lights his lightsaber, and dead men. And then it cuts away, and it comes back with them all dead.
Yeah.
And he just turned his lightsaber off.
Maybe did the Yondu whistle.
To make his lightsaber. I didn't know this as well. Why do all Sith have red lightsabers?
They don't.
Well, in the
because ILM couldn't afford any more colours apart from
It's part of the story now. In all, as a Sith, in order to make your lightsaber go red.
Why did Samuel L. Jackson have a purple one?
Because he was
a unique. Because he's a bad motherfucker.
Contract.
Because he's a bad motherfucker.
You have to. You stick. Basically, every Sith crystal is stolen from another Jedi, and it's meant to bleed.
Yeah.
So apparently, it's a bit like when Harry Potter goes.
The Kyber crystal from Splinter of the Mind's Eye, the second Star Wars novel.
You know, like Harry Potter goes into the shop and picks up the wand, and it chooses him. It's the same for kyber crystals. Your crystal kind of sings to you.
Yeah, there's red, yellow, blue. There's all sorts of colours, isn't there?
Well, a red one is only made if you make it bleed. That's the canon now. So Darth Vader's first mission, without a lightsaber, is he hunts down a Jedi who's taken the same oath that Luke has, where you cut yourself off from the Force.
Through brightest day and darkest night. No evil shall escape my sight.
Evil, something. Love Green Lantern's light. And basically hunts his Jedi, kills him and takes his lightsaber and makes it into his lightsaber. And then his mission is to hunt down the other lightsabers. I'd watch a Vader film. I'd watch 3 hours of that corridor scene, just constant. Like,
but if
one,
it was
one non-stop hack and slash, Darth Vader.
But the argument against that is like, because that scene was so like boiled down and just that being like, oh, I want more. Yeah. If it was two hours long,
good. Yeah.
Would
you'd
it
be oversaturated with him? Vader's good because you don't see a lot of him.
I think they should go away from lightsabers for a few films. Because like that's the problem with Star Wars fan films. It's 2 minutes of dialogue and it's like an hour of like using lightsabers in fucking Pro Tools. It's like, that's not what's interesting about lightsabers.
No, it's not. It's the story.
Or it's the verbal mental battle between the characters, which I think what's the prequels kind of like. They look cool.
Yeah.
But they weren't getting inside each other's heads.
So, that's Steven Spielberg's fault, isn't
so
it?
So you
that,
know all this that, about lightsabers.
The prequels. It's apparently, George Lucas approached Steven Spielberg about directing them. He said, no, you need to direct them because you are Star Wars.
That was a mistake, Stephen.
And George Lucas was like, well, I'm not really a director.
No, you're not.
You are Star Wars, do it. And that is why the story sense is good. George Lucas isn't a director, he's a story man. And that's what the problem was. Whereas imagine if Steven Spielberg...
Explain
Crystal Skull.
Because Spielberg directed that.
Well, you know, everyone has a bad day, don't they?
Well, you know what?
Usain Bolt doesn't win every race.
In that film's defence, I even will go with the nuclear bomb knit fridge thing. Up to that point, the film's great.
Batman did that.
Yeah. When they're in the warehouse and it's got all the mystery and stuff and the music and they're trying to find the Roswell alien dead, I'm okay with that. I'm even okay with the alien stuff. It just, after that bit, when Mutt Williams comes into it and the bike chase through the school and that stuff through New Mexico, it all just is shit.
With that film, fuck off Shia LaBeouf. He's gone.
Shia LaBeouf's good. I like Shia LaBeouf, not Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, I don't give a fuck.
Shia LaBeouf.
I don't even say his name properly. Fuck him up. He's gone. He's not in that film. Just delete him.
Okay.
He doesn't need to be there. That's gone.
Delete.
What made me laugh about that film was you've had...
What are you on about now? Crystal Skull.
Crystal Skull, yeah.
We're all over the place.
We are, yeah. Okay. The Ark of the Covenant. And everyone was like, okay, I can get behind that. You know, the Moses is...
The Shankara Stones. Shankara.
We've had the Shankara Stones.
Right.
We've had the Holy Grail.
Yeah.
Everyone's fine with that. Aliens. What the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm losing my shit. And ironically, out of all four of them, the one that's most likely to be true...
Most plausible is Aliens. Yeah.
And it's the one that everyone goes, oh, that is fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
Crystal Skulls? Fucking hell, watch
it. Yeah, I think it should have been less about the Crystal Skulls and more about trying to keep the secret. Although, like, there's different intelligence agencies trying to steal, like, the Roswell artifacts then. It would have been a race against time to kind of, like, I guess get them back. But they fucked it up.
Were there actual aliens in the film?
Yes.
He puts the skull back on top of the alien body and it becomes alive and they fly off.
And then a UFO flies off. But it's just weird. And there's a CGI monkeys.
Nazis.
And he marries Karen Allen at the end of it. It's just like, oh.
And then Shia LaBeouf goes to put the hat on.
And then he snatches it off him.
And puts it back on.
And because Shia LaBeouf's like a drunk and doing loads of coke in real life, allegedly, and going on those like, you know, social justice warrior marches and screaming at innocent people and beating them up.
Do it!
Yeah.
And I think he slagged off Spielberg.
Yeah, he said no. He slagged off something. He said like the film was shit, didn't he?
Because he was like the golden boy of Hollywood for a while.
He's not lying. Apparently, he's shit.
No, but it's not the director who's won how many Oscars for best direction. It's not my fault. It's his fault.
Yeah,
you know what he's fucking talking about.
Yeah, but who takes the blame when a football team loses? Sean, the manager. So
yeah.
Shia LaBeouf, he's kind of right.
Yeah, no, you are. Okay.
Don't
yeah,
blame me. Blame the manager. He picked me. Blame the manager. He picked the formation, mate.
That's casting. That's not a director. It's casting.
To go back to Jedi, though, do you care what happens next? I don't.
I do.
I'm kind of dumb, Star Wars.
And again, because I'm a big kid, and that's the. But that image of that little kid with the broom looking up at the stars, holding it like a lightsaber, to me, I was like,
I didn't like that.
Yeah, man.
I didn't like
that. No, because it's like, how has he already got the Force?
That's the future.
Let's say you've got some musical aptitude. Yeah. Unless someone has sat you down and started teaching you piano or something, you'd never know.
No.
But you'd probably pick it up quicker than someone who had no clue and would stank. Yeah. Shouldn't the Force be like that? It shouldn't be like, playing Glenn.
Not everyone can be. It's one of those things, isn't it? I think it's naturally
cool. Playing putting on the Ritz, I've just touched the piano for the first time.
When he's a child, and he talks about, you know, what people are going to do before they do it.
That could just be autism.
Pod racing, because his reactions are so quick.
But that's kind of like a bit of intuition, but actually going, I was like, that's too much.
But people are different.
Like, and it looked weird. Do you not think it looked like Ibiza? It didn't look Star Wars at all. Did that planet where the casino was? It looked
that
weird.
That planet just looked like it was added in because somebody went, think of the vegans.
We need to push some vegan agenda.
We need to push some vegans in there.
And all the rebels at the start are either black or Asian, and then they killed them all.
They did kill the wrong Asian woman at the start of the film.
The hot one.
I cared
and
more
not
for
the Korean one with the big boxy head.
Yeah. Square head.
They should have killed the other one, not Rose.
Yeah.
I think that. That's that planet as well. I mean, it's like I've been fucking paid to defend the film.
It is, yeah.
But you're the only one.
It's nice to see. It's nice to see.
Are you really going to defend the vegan planet?
It's nice to see a planet that isn't war torn. That is what. Because let's face it, 90% of the planets during the Empire's reign would have been normal. And as long as they paid their dues to the Empire and provided
have
what they wanted.
Shit. Man.
They were happy. Middle classes did very well at the Empire.
Yeah.
Upper middle class and middle class, the conservatives. I'm getting a bit political here.
Political.
They did very, very well under the Empire reign.
Yeah.
The lower classes didn't do very well under the Empire reign.
It's not just the look of it. Well, the look of that planet as well, but like the island Luke's on literally just looks like somewhere in Ireland, and they did nothing to kind of like.
It's just an island.
Space.
It's just island, yeah. It's just island.
I love the fact that they only invented the porgs is because they couldn't get rid of all
cover
the
puffins. I found that out yesterday. Yeah.
They had to cover something up, didn't they?
They couldn't get rid because there's a natural bird population on the island.
So puffins everywhere.
They are quite cool. He has apologised as well for the roasting one.
Why did you apologise for that?
That's people were moaning about the fact.
But that's the cynical Star Wars of the old trilogy that you'd like.
When Chewbacca
think,
was eating,
yeah.
eating
you
one.
Would eat it though.
The only thing I wanted the lightsaber to turn on when they were playing with it.
I bet that was in an original script.
That was like the hand shooting first redo.
A lot of people complaining
about the porg eating bit.
They were upset about the lightsaber breaking, Luke's lightsaber breaking, or Anakin's lightsaber breaking. But that's it. That's the last tie. To the old story, it's gone. No one's that's it. So,
but I think with that, when he threw it over his shoulder, that people complain. It's just like it's almost like you're just going fuck you to the old Star Wars films. Like, either just don't put them in or do, but like at least you already got rid of Han Solo. It just seemed they treated Luke weirdly.
I know what you
badly.
Mean, but like, so she's presented if you think about what that lightsaber is,
yeah,
this is the lightsaber that has
saved the galaxy.
It was Anakin's lightsaber, it fought Obi-Wan.
I get the argument for it, but it just seems odd. It's just like an afterthought.
Yeah, to Luke, it's just a lightsaber. It's a symbol of everything that's ever gone wrong in his life.
But he saved the galaxy. No, he used the green one, didn't he?
He used the green one. My only real bugbear about that film, what I was genuinely upset about,
he didn't have his own
when
green
we
lightsaber.
Saw, yeah, oh, when he saw, came back. When we saw the early vision of Luke, he had the blue lightsaber. That should have been green. Luke's lightsaber was green. Yeah. He was using his dad's lightsaber.
That's his own, isn't
it? Hang on.
His own.
Didn't he throw the lightsaber away? Wait, I'll never join you to the Emperor.
He threw it on the floor.
Did it blow up on the Death Star then?
Yeah. But when he turned the lightsaber on to kill Kylo, his lightsaber was green.
Oh, in his vision.
His vision, yeah.
When he came back with his Just for Men hair and he's perfectly.
So when he came back in his vision, his lightsaber should have been green. And when you go into his flat on that island, you see a lightsaber, a kyber crystal hanging on a necklace. And I always thought that was his kyber crystal,
right.
And that Rey was going to use that and make her lightsaber out of his crystal.
And that story thread went nowhere.
Rey'll have a pink one.
Apparently, it's a crystal from another Jedi that took the same oath that Luke did. And I can't think what the name of the oath is now, but basically you've turned yourself off to the Force and you've withdrawn from the Jedi Order. But now Luke's gone, that's it. The Jedi no more, the Sith are no more. Now there's just something else.
Okay.
I liked it, I did, and I watched it twice.
I just don't kind of care. Like, for me, the new trilogy doesn't really exist for me. I like the spin-offs. I think the Han Solo film might be quite good. Even though it should be Anthony and Gruber, that guy used to, have you seen these videos of that guy? He played young Harrison Ford in a film last year.
Yes, I've seen the. He played young Harrison Ford, and his voice was perfect.
And he kind of looks like him. I would have preferred to see him.
I'm unhappy with the casting for Han Solo. I think what his face is now, he's taken over, hasn't he, from the. There was dual directors.
Wasn't it the Lego? He fired them and got Ron Howard in.
Howard's coming. I think, and that did lots of reshoots, which again is
usually reshoot 90% of the film, apparently.
Yeah. So, but that just, again, I don't understand how they've let these two directors go because their vision doesn't meet Disney's.
Well, they were trying to do a comedy, apparently, a quirky comedy.
When you sit down at the start and go, hello there, my name's I'm Sean, I'm from Disney.
Yeah.
You're going to direct the new Han Solo film. What's your plan for this film? How would you go about it? Oh, we're going to make it a bit of a comedy. No, thank you. No, thank you. There's the door.
So, happened with Ant-Man, though, wasn't he?
Well, it didn't happen with Rian Johnson, though. That's my question again. How did he get past that? All the censors.
How did he get, yeah.
But I don't know. You liked it.
I don't think it was as bad as it made out to be. But then I am.
Sean is the minority in the room.
It's not a bad film. It's just that chase across the galaxy was weird. It was put a big lag in the middle of the film. Poe Dameron killed his entire rebellion for bad decision making.
Poe Dameron was shit, man.
It doesn't have the swashbuckling daring do that kind of Star Wars, even The Force Awakens kind of had a little bit.
But if you think about The Empire Strikes Back, that's quite a down, dark, depressing film.
And the best character was the black guy.
Yeah,
and I'm racist.
Them getting...
They did nothing with his story in the second one. A defecting stormtrooper. That's interesting. That's a new angle.
But it's opened up a new love triangle, hasn't it? So instead of it being Solo, Luke and Leia.
Shouldn't be a triangle.
It's Wu Ping, Rey and...
They didn't know until Return of the Jedi. Now it's opened up as obviously Finn, Rose, and
I'm just glad he's done Pacific Rim because he's got an out now, an action film out where he actually. His hair. He's got the Bobby Brown thing on, a little tash and beard. He looks good.
That bit when
he's Bobby Brown. He's a Bobby Brown.
He's got like a flat top going on in his big robot. I like him in that. He looks good.
When he's putting the blanket over Rose and stroking her, and you see Ray look at him and go like, she gives him a look of who the fuck's this bitch.
I don't want to be a single mom. Get away from me.
Yeah, I'm going to fucking force her. I'm going to sleep. No. So there's definite look there of, oh, hang on a second, you know.
And there. You don't want that. You don't.
Ray comes from no one.
Do you want...
There's something beautiful in that. That you think about these Skywalkers, these legacies, these huge names they've got to fill. Kylo Ren kind of fell because he was trying to fulfill the proper opposite, aren't they?
But that was
Kylo
my issue
Ren
with the...
fell because he's from a big family and a big name. He's expected to be something. Mm. But Rey's nothing. Rey has come from no one.
The Amadeus effect.
And she's turned out to be the strong... Yeah, I think it's brilliant. I think that's something really nice.
I don't mind that. But again, with The Force Awakens, she could wield a lightsaber right out of the box. That was like, come on.
And drive the Falcon.
The Force.
Have some struggle. Have some difficulty getting to where you want to get. Have some ambition.
That's why she's a good pilot as well.
Yeah.
The Force. Sam's Anakin, The Force. It affects people differently as well. They've all got their own force powers. So
it's like TB.
I am interested. I am interested in a menstrual Jedi, though.
A menstrual Jedi, yeah.
Fuck off. Fuck.
I think they'll open the new film with Princess Leia's
menstrual
funeral.
Jedi.
And that's how they'll open it. It'll open Princess Leia's funeral.
Because we shouldn't have had her just destroy the Empire and go out with the heroes and... Yeah, we let her live all through. Became Cocaine Mary Poppins.
Cocaine Mary Poppins. I must admit, again, that bit of the film was a bit weird. I understand that she's Luke's sister, and she can. And again, in the old,
they killed Admiral Ackbar. They do Nine Numb.
What's the point?
Mon Mothma's gone as well.
Is that not another
fuck
you to the old stories? Disney are definitely taking a swing at George with that stuff.
When the whole fucking Galactic Republic died,
did Mon Mothma go as well?
She was back on the.
I didn't see that.
No, she dies off camera.
Oh, on the Coruscant plant where they go.
She didn't even get an on-camera death. You know, leader of the... What do you have to make? Oh, yes, please.
Do we need to wrap up? Because Erin Doors is her indoors.
Oh, sorry.
Do we need to wrap up?
No.
Well, we're overtaking your house.
The whole leader of the rebellion dies off screen.
Just so many things were mishandled.
It's never going to live up to what it was meant to be. Never will. But... my hope is that this now we're going to get a big spin-off of lots of other Star Wars related films.
I'd rather see spin-offs.
I'd love to see...
get the Han Solo film out of the way.
Do you know the Knights of the Old Republic, the games?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a big fan of that. So the Jedi Order's been around for 20, 30,000 years. Why not go back thousands and thousands of years to when there were different Jedis? I just want to see lightsabers in films again. That's all I want to see.
Do you think it will dilute it? It'll be too much if you see them constantly.
Never too much.
The mystique.
No. Well, I watch Lord of the Rings every month, and I'm not getting fed up of it yet. So
I think it'd be good to see more fantasy Star Wars that's kind of less tech heavy. That'd be interesting.
Yeah. So,
but I don't know. I think it just, again, even the spin-off, it just doesn't feel right because George, and even though he fucked up the prequels. It doesn't feel right that he's not involved at all.
Revenge of the Sith gets a lot of... I think Revenge of the Sith isn't a bad film.
If it was cut down
Phantom
a bit.
Phantom Menace, we don't really talk about. Attack of the Clones never happened.
It really should have started with the fall of the Jedi. They should have started with the Sith and then done two more after that, maybe. That should be the second film. That should be the dark second film. Then the third film is just them trying to escape and find somewhere to go, and they're being
chased by what used to be the.
And then at the end, Yoda and Obi-Wan just throw in town and go, let's just go into hiding. We'll have to figure this shit out at some point further down the line.
There'll be
a new hope.
He throws Yoda in the bottom of that hole, and then he falls the Senate, and he falls to the bottom. He never goes to confirm the kill.
No.
I beat him. I go, young. And then he's like surprised when he fucking turns up in another film later.
Master Yoda.
You're ironically, alive. He could not save himself from death. But Revenge of the Sith actually was a quite good film. It's got my favourite lightsaber fight as well. I think the Obi-Wan Anakin lightsaber fight in that is quite... Apart from one or two little bits in it, I think it's actually a phenomenal...
I think they all are. I think the best one actually is in the first one that was in the trailer when it's him and Darth Maul and it's one shot.
Yeah, I like
that one.
That's really good. That was really good. The person who played Darth Maul, he deserves a film as well. Maul. I'd watch that. Star Wars story about...
With his robotic legs or with his robotic legs?
He does come back and he fights Obi-Wan.
In the cartoons.
Obi-Wan, apparently getting a trilogy as well, isn't he? Ewan McGregor has said that he'd be interested
in doing it. Well, he says every interview he wants to do it, doesn't he?
He's grown a massive Obi-Wan beard and he's got long hair. So, he's like, nothing's been decided yet. I'm just growing this beard and this long hair for no particular reason. But
What is the third spin-off going to be?
I don't know. I think it'd be Obi-Wan. Kenobi, a trilogy. In fact, someone's even got artwork for a mocked up Kenobi poster.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, I don't think Obi-Wan and Darth Vader should see each other in a post.
Because they're all saying, what would he do on Tatooine? But he doesn't have to be on Tatooine. He could be like...
Well, he just stays on Tatooine because he's protecting Luke. But there's a big storyline with him fighting Jabba the Hutt. But he's trying to fight Jabba the Hutt and be a hero to the people.
He could bugger off, though, occasionally.
But not let on his Jedi.
Because I think what I liked about Attack of the Clones is that kind of detective story he had.
Yeah. That's what it'd be more like. It'd be more like him helping people with murders, or a bit like Rambo, in the jungle, and he has to help the people get that kind of film, but without him trying to let on that he's a Jedi.
Just run out of battery.
So, because obviously he pulls that lightsaber out and turns it on. There's a Jedi here. That gets back to the Empire, and the Empire's going to come looking for him. They're going to find Luke, and it's all going to be over. So... But they should cross. It would be nice to see. Because Darth Vader does return to Tatooine while Luke's on Tatooine, again in the comics.
I'm going to visit my old auntie and uncle's house.
He goes there to see the Hutts about a deal. There's a trade deal gone wrong and he goes to see the Hutts.
Because they've altered the deal.
They've altered the deal. Pray they don't alter any further. So he does. He goes back to the Hutts and he discusses a deal. But Luke's there at the same time. And it'd be nice to see how... But they don't sense each other. But all they say when they see each other... was the last time we met, I was the apprentice. I was just an apprentice. Now I'm the master. And he says, I'm a master of evil. He didn't actually say, the last time you saw me, you cut me into half and left me to die on a planet. So they could potentially meet in an earlier film again.
Yeah, I don't think you need that, though. I don't know.
It'd be nice to... I don't think you need to see Obi-Wan versus Darth Vader again. I think it'd be nice to have them cross each other without realising they were there.
I would like them to go back and redo this fight in Star Wars 77. And have a competent lightsaber battle as opposed to two old men doing this, just spinning sticks.
Have you seen the edit that someone's done? Someone's done a homemade edit. Just Google it. It's brilliant.
I think I've seen it.
It's like tap, 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 and it's like spin, spin, tap, moves, tap, and then they're back to tap, 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 and it's just... But what someone... Because I'm all about this fucking kayfabe and winging it, but what someone said to me, why the lightsaber fight is so slow, is because you've not just got two... You've not got two men in the prime of their life.
Well, no, because he's been messed up.
You've got two grandmaster chess players.
With arthritis.
Jiu-Jitsu. You watch two black belts in Jiu-Jitsu go at each other. They don't go at each other.
It's very slow.
Very slow. Because one mistake will cost you. And they are both so good and so skilled in their trade that they have to be slow because they can't have, and I think that's really cool. And again, another thing about people say about Anakin is so powerful in the dark side of the Force, how the fuck did Obi-Wan Kenobi beat him? Because Obi-Wan Kenobi, and again, this is like, I love how in depth it gets with some people. Obi-Wan Kenobi's lightsaber style, I can't think of the name of it, but it's very defensive.
Isn't it Kendo? Is it Kendo and something else? That's what it was when Bob Barker was training them.
It's the same. It's got a proper name, like Show something or in the style. It is like a genuine sword fighting style, but it's a very, very defensive style, which is the only reason he could beat Anakin. Because Anakin is just pure aggression and coming at you. And if you actually watch the fight, if you actually watch the lightsaber fight, most of it is Obi-Wan Kenobi on the back foot. And he keep moving away, and Anakin's coming after him, and Obi-Wan's
only a master of evil, Darth.
And it's ever so cool. We're just saying, a Kenobi film, Obi-Wan Kenobi prequel,
right?
But half it's Obi-Wan Kenobi on Tatooine, solving like a mystery, fighting the Hutts.
Okay.
And then the other half of it, Darth Vader doing a little mission, and it cuts between the two, and there could be a moment where they pass each other in space.
He's not buying it. You go.
I'm all right. I'm okay with it. I'll be one of them. I'll be like, yeah, okay.
He's been burned by Last Jedi, man. He's out.
He dies in the end, so...
He does die in the end. Everyone dies in the end.
No dramatic tension.
No dramatic tension. So I hate prequels.
If you strike me down, I should be more powerful.
More powerful than you can possibly imagine.
But he's not.
He doesn't do anything. He becomes a ghost.
So? Yeah, he doesn't do anything.
Oh. Yoda. Ghost Yoda.
Ghost Yoda was... The fact they brought back the puppet was brilliant.
But the puppet looked weird. He didn't like the old Yoda. There was something off
Apparently
about it.
It was the puppet.
And also, that thing he did on... Dagobah, like crazy fucked up basket case Yoda, giggling.
I'm glad they brought back the crazy Yoda.
Why did he do that for Luke? Because Luke knows that's not what he's actually like. Because when he straightens up and like, because that's the thing, the cover
that's his act.
To test Luke to see would he regard this like crazy little thing as like respect.
In all fairness, he has been on a planet
because
no
Luke's
other
a bigot millennial. He goes, this little green thing.
I think we'd all go a bit batshit crazy, wouldn't we? If we left on a planet by our own for like 30 years,
I reckon so. Yeah.
You know, he has got a bit weird, and I love the fact he burns down the tree.
That hit me.
But
funny.
When they look in the ship, and she opens the drawer, the textbooks are there. She stole them. Ray stole them. They're on the ship. That's why Yoda burned down the tree, because he knew the books weren't in there.
So technically, the Jedi can come back because we've got the manuals.
It's time for the Jedi to end. Stat in slot A1 into B7. Am I a Jedi now? Congratulations, you are now. Thank you for purchasing the Jedi starter set.
Now reach for your broom.
Yeah.
Please be warned, becoming a Jedi will actually mean there will be Sith.
Have you seen, speaking of Daisy Ridley, have you seen these new deepfakes?
Raisy Diddley.
Have you seen the new deepfakes?
What's the deepfake?
It looks right up your street, mate.
What's that, mate?
You're going to get it now and it's started to get banned. Have you not heard of it?
No.
You know when you do a face swap on your phone?
Oh, and they put it in pornos?
And it swaps someone's face. They've started putting famous people's faces.
Oh, like when you type in someone nude and it's like...
But it looks shit.
A celeb with like a photoshopped head
holding 2 dicks. They've
started
graphing, like Emma Watson's a big one, and Daisy Ridley. They started putting like a weird graph on a porn star's lookalike face.
Right.
Like the fine one that's got the same sort of body.
Kind of same structure, facial type, and then put the face on.
And then they put the face on, and some of it looks fucking picture perfect. I watched a Maisie Williams one.
Right.
And I ain't a massive fan of Maisie Williams.
What's the name of it? Porn GIF face?
Watching her take a fucking penis makes me really appreciate, and it makes me say an old misogynist, and I don't care. If you're going to show me a naked famous person, or allegedly a naked famous person, I'm going to look.
What a time to be
exactly
alive.
And everyone's kicked off on all these celebrities.
What's it called, Daisy Ridley? What about?
You're going to go on Reddit and you're going to go deepfakes on Reddit.
What would you... Deep the only fake. Thing is, though, how deep would you fake. How would you take it if you went to Facebook one day and there's a link to you getting banged?
Right, this is another point I've got here. It's a good point. Because there's this whole subreddit now of people trying to do it, and there's an algorithm so you can learn it yourself, and there's different people trying different ways of doing it. You're both on your phones looking for it. I love it. Right. Somebody put on the Reddit subreddit...
Deep fakes. DEEPFAKES.
Yeah. Somebody put up...
No subreddit there.
Oh, they've got rid of it then. Somebody put up... You missed it, mate. What a time to be alive. Somebody put up... Can somebody make a fake of my ex-girlfriend, please? And then everybody kicked off in the subreddit going, that's disgusting. That's disgusting. You're not allowed to take a poor girl's innocence like that. And somebody put, aren't we already doing it with these celebrities? They haven't given us consent. It's the same thing. And then everyone went, yeah, you're right, yeah.
And we were so busy trying to find out if we should. We didn't sub to think if we could. Jeff Goldblum.
And Porn Up a Bandit as well.
Jurassic Park.
Yeah, it's been banned now.
I'll find it.
You missed it, mate.
I'll find it.
It's on the internet somewhere.
You underestimate my wanking ability.
You
underestimate my power. Don't try it.
Don't try it, Anakin.
I have the high ground. Apart from this little divot I could run up and just next to you. But ignore that.
Oh,
the purpose of the plot.
The Epic Film Guys podcast is a film comedy podcast with two best friends celebrating everything we love about going to the movies. We've got great beer, amazing guests, and quirky characters unlike anything you've ever heard before.
Well, I just assumed you were drinking that chocolate stout that you were going to make with the cheapest crap chocolate ice cream in a Miller Lite. I remember being a young man and my mother telling me I didn't have a name because I was illegitimate. I don't know what that word means.
Subscribe to the Epic Film Guys on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, or your favorite podcast app. And we'll see you at the movies.
Would you, if you had the chance to operate a lightsaber, or was it now someone said?
There was a poll.
It was solve world hunger or own a lightsaber.
Own a lightsaber.
There were the two choices.
Own a
lightsaber. Lightsaber was 80%.
Own a lightsaber.
Like 2 million votes.
I had a good one. You could be a Jedi with all Jedi powers, yeah. But every time you use your Jedi powers, you would start getting closer and closer to having full-blown AIDS.
Okay.
Would you still use your Jedi powers?
It'd start off with, I'm not going to bother. And it's, I don't have to work Sunday.
Would you do Matilda and just shut the curtains?
Do, do, do.
All
do,
the way.
Do,
do. You will have a threesome.
Yeah? See? But you AIDS, a little bit of AIDS.
Is that cool? Is that cool?
Jedi could rape.
Jedi rape.
It's not rape.
Well, I never give permission. I never gave permission for midichlorians to enter my body.
Is it?
That's something they talk about in the first film and never mention ever again. Midichlorians.
Yeah, that was a bad idea.
I thought you wanted midichlorians and rape.
No, midichlorians. I don't remember that. That's a bad idea straight away.
You can almost hear it
in Obi-Wan's voice. Even Master
Yoda.
I'm sure I already remembered that.
More than Master Yoda.
So would you keep using the Jedi, the Force, if it meant you would get closer and closer to AIDS?
I'd probably start off with not using it. And then it would be, I don't want to work on Sunday.
Right.
I'm not taking the rubbish out. Two, you will go to the shop.
You do want your pony fed.
Yeah, you will suck it.
Two, I can't move because of all the lesions on my body.
All the AIDS.
All the AIDS in the world on my body.
Jedi Tom Hanks.
These aren't
the AIDS
you're looking for. Yeah. I have AIDS. If you had a lightsaber, what colour would it be?
I like the purple one.
Okay, purple.
I like the purple one.
What colour would you like to
say? I go for classic blue.
Classic blue.
Oh, I don't know, actually. Green.
So I'm a green.
Green's probably the rarest one.
My lightsaber would be green. It means you're a Jedi consular if it's green.
Okay.
Which is you.
He's a peacekeeper, isn't he?
Yeah, so blue is a Jedi knight.
Yeah, green's like peacekeeper.
Green is like more awareness of the Force and thought.
Yellow something as well, isn't he?
Yellow is sentinel.
And purple? Bad motherfucker.
He's the one that says bad motherfucker. Did you know his lightsaber handle?
Bad motherfucker.
On it.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's so cool.
Sentinel's what? More powerful than the green?
No. So
it's just a different way
of... Yeah, so blue is your fighty-fighty Jedi knight. Green is like you're trying to... I'm sure it's trying to understand the Force and more Force
like
the
yoga version.
Yoga, yeah.
And then yoga. As
yellow
in like,
is more like...
Crystals around my neck and I eat vegan.
Ooh, sir.
Downward dog. And a yellow is more to do with like unsolving the mysteries of the Force and why the Force is the way it is.
So do yellow lightsaber users get dragged to the dark side sometimes? They're trying to...
I don't know, actually. Go
off road and look at the forbidden
red.
Text.
Maybe that's a bit more of a combination. Yeah, it's a quick combination. I don't know. I just know that blue is like if you'd like to take to a fight.
Yeah.
Green, you take with him for a bit of support. Yeah. And yellow, he's your thinking man said, he'll watch like, you know, university.
Ki Adi Mundi type, even though he
has
yeah,
a QI. Countdown and QI, and that's that kind of Jedi.
Toffer, The Last Jedi by Rian Johnson, his magnum opus, Christmas 2017. Did it make your year? Was that worth it? What would you give it out of 10?
I'd give it a 6.
Okay, that's generous. I thought you hated it.
I didn't like it.
Well, who is it that went quiet in the theatre then? You said, like, they're all amped up and then someone left, like, under a rainy cloud. Was that...
It was...
Michael.
Michael and Sean were sitting there fucking giddy and loving it. And then, like, for the first 15 minutes, I was just sitting there going, well, she's a bit shit.
But and then they caught up with you.
Yeah. No, well, Sean still loves it.
I came out of it going, I don't know what's up. Everyone was like, fucking... I thought it was all right.
Yeah. I'd give it a 5. Because I was just too down the middle with it. I didn't like it. I didn't love it.
You're from
I didn't
7
hate
to 5.
It. No.
What did you think of Force Awakens?
Force Awakens is about an 8. I loved Force Awakens. Force Awakens is what Star Wars is to me.
Yeah, it copies the Star Wars too much.
Do that.
And then Last Jedi is too different.
More of that, please.
And wasn't made by committee. And everyone complained about that, so you can't win.
So, we'll wrap up there.
Ethan, we've got 17 weeks of shows there.
Where can people find you on the social media?
For what it's worth, even though... Nothing's really happening for me at the moment. You can find me Ethan McKinley UK.
Yay.
And you can play on words then when you said for what it's worth.
You can find my YouTube channel, Questionable EMC, on YouTube, funnily enough.
Yeah.
I'm still yet to do my the five wires of Last Jedi. I've written it, so I haven't performed it yet.
Okay. Hopefully I've swayed you a little bit tonight. Maybe made you look at it a little bit differently.
It's that long languid bit in the middle, Laura Dern's blue hair, the kid reaching for the boom, and just the throwing out completely, not only of the original trilogy characters like Luke and killing him off, and also just throwing in the bin the previous film they just made.
Forgot about ugly rat face that ruined the film for a bit as well.
Ugly rat face.
Rat face woman.
And getting rid of, doing nothing with my beloved black character, John Boyega. And I'm racist.
Not on this show.
I just did nothing with his character.
When the purple hair, when she came out, all I could think of was she in Jurassic Park?
She's in Jurassic Park.
So I started thinking, she's in Jurassic Park.
And also, they lit her in the most unflattering way. She looked, I've met her in real life at an event. She looks fine. They made her look like awful, stringy necked awfulness.
I don't understand why they bought in this character that was a big, massive hero for the Alliance that I've never heard of before. And then she got in and gone within 30 minutes, and it just makes, and they expect you to care. And I don't care. I really don't care.
So Sean hates it then. Sean. Thank you. We swayed him. Sean.
No, but the Luke's all a bit that put tears in my eyes.
Sean is at Lawful Good Sean. Find the show at Was It Worth It Pod. Find the Master Debaters at _ Master Debaters.
Chooch! Oh, that's not right, is it? No,
we don't have... Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Love you.